Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now,
the Whippy.
The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I expose the bullshit of society. The Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you want the truth. Oh, okay, yeah. Damn it, I fucked up my intro. Damn it. Goodness, brain fart. Anyways, fuck it up. Today won't be any different. Today, we're going to be talking about freedom of speech. And as most of my loyal listeners of the show know, I love my freedom of speech. I love to be free to say whatever the fuck comes to my mind. I love to be able to be free to say shit. Unfortunately, you have many people, especially last week. I don't know if you guys watch me on social media. Oh, the homophobia. It's homophobic. Oh, my God. First of all, I say this once. Look, if you're gay, good. Whatever. I don't care. The moment you try shoving it down my throat, like, worship me! No, calm down. If I'm not going around screaming faggot at you or trying to beat you up for holding your boyfriend or girlfriend's hand, that should be enough for you. If I owned a store, would I deny gay people service? No, of course not. Because green is a lot more important to me than who you like to fuck. If I was religious, would I make a cake? Probably not if I was really, really religious. I'm not. Probably not yet. I am taking Bible studies. But, to just start like you're homophobic because you wear a shirt that says straight on it. Why can't I wear a shirt that says straight on it? Why can't I be proud of my own sexuality? That's the thing. You can't be like, I'm proud to be gay. I'm proud to be this. I'm proud to be that. Without actually, you know, while disrespecting pretty much the people that came before you. You know, heterosexual people. Like, look, I mean, in all reality, if there were no straight people, there wouldn't be any gay people. because we make babies, and some of those babies come out gay. Like, like, you need us to exist. You need us to fuck up in raising our children so they turn gay. No, I'm just kidding. So, like, I mean, I hate this. I'm really, it gets annoying because it's such a lazy argument. It's such a dismissal. It's like, oh, you're a homophobe. Like, no. I mean, for people that don't believe in black and white, they sure love to disregard nuances. They sure love to disregard context. I was wearing a shirt on Instagram that said straight. Did it say death to faggots? Did it say kill all homos? No. It had a shirt with a black, gray, and white rainbow with the word straight on it. That's it. But we got attacked by the whole gay mafia. Got a lazy attempt from the gay mob try to come at us. At me. Why am I talking in the royal us? What's wrong with me today? And it's in fact, let me see if I can scroll and get some of this conversation, because it was just ridiculous. It was really just dumb. I mean, and I had this libertarian chick, you know, Brianne something. She freaking is like, oh, you're homophobic. Oh, okay. You're not libertarian because you don't want to kill us all. Like, wait, I never said that. Like, okay, here it is. Let me read this whole exchange for you. Okay, this dude or dudette or whatever, she or he, they commented, clown. I replied, not as clownish as those fools that make a spectacle during Pride dancing half naked or completely naked. In some jurisdictions, that's people. They reply, that's people being comfortable with their body and loving themselves. That's not being clownish. And straight pride shouldn't exist. It's not like straight people are being killed and hurt every day. It's not like straight people have to be scared about their sexuality. And straight people don't have to worry about being judged every day. So how about you stop being a homophobic and just stop? So, first of all, wearing a shirt that says straight is homophobic. Okay. Let me break this down here. Okay. First of all, straight people are being attacked. It's like, if you don't want to date, like, there are articles that come out. If you don't want to date your gay best friend, you're homophobic. If you, like, or they try to say, oh, well, heterosexuality is a myth. There's no such thing as straight people. You're a little bit gay. Your people have a percentage gay. Like, I don't believe that to be true. It's like, okay, you feel, I mean, it's just this whole sense of, what you call it, unnecessary retaliation. Like, who the fuck is really giving a fuck about who's gay or not these days? Especially in places like New York, LA, you know, other cities like that. Who really cares? And I'm getting a visit by a cat, because I'm cat sitting for my mom, and Ripley the cat is up, just popped up next to me. Okay, come here, Ripley. Come here, let me. Ah, no, okay, you don't want to come? You. Ah, okay. he's like, he wants attention, but he, like, he, at the same time, he doesn't want attention. Like, he's clawing at my leg. Like, you know, yep, now he is. He's clawing at my leg. Like, I want attention, but don't pick me up. Ah, fat buck. But you got people out here. You got people like, you know, it's like, oh, gay. You know, you can't do that. Like, okay, so I can't have freedom of speech. I can't express myself because it's homophobic. No, I'm sorry, sweetie. We still exist. And, oh, they continue. And, of course, you. Oh, damn, you cat. Oh, he just jumped on my back. All right. All right, come here. Here, say something. Oh, goodness. What, Ripley? What? What? You're interrupting my broadcast. You're jumping on my back. You're clawing at me. What? He wants me to hold him. Just this cat. I'm homophobic, but... See, I got pussy crawling all over me. Of course you wear a Trump hat in your other post. What was I ever expecting? Ugh. Like, I really love when they get all exacerbated. Oh, I think he's purring. Hold on. Try to get it on. Okay. Hey, Ripley. You hear him purring? All right. Okay, Ripley, that was your debut on the Crotch Out Radio Show. All right. Purring cat. The purring cat on the Crotch Out Radio Show. Let it not be said that Louis doesn't get no pussy out of here. Of course, that old joke. And I'm like, so, you know. Ugh. Also, LGBT community doesn't hate on straight people in any way. I'm saying is straight pride is needed. Honestly, why is this needed? Where is, like, honestly... It's against the law to, like, you get extra time for a hate crime if you beat up a gay person. What is, like, that's the thing I keep asking, and all I get are eye rolls and shit. Like, no, sorry. What is the struggle? If somebody can answer me, what is the struggle? What struggle do gay people have now? What is there left? Like, I have no desire... Like, me personally, on a personal level, me personally, I have no desire to walk around my neighborhood and gay bash. I don't have no desire to go into the gay neighborhoods and start trouble. I have no desire. I don't care. What more do I have to be? Because I'm not gonna worship you. That's the thing. I'm not going to worship. I'm not going to cheer you on. I'm not going to be in the bedroom there with you like, oh, yeah, fuck his ass. Pump him harder. Yeah, you're a hero. Like, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. Like, what you want me to do? Yay. Like, no, you want to be a victim. You want to feel like a... Like, that's the shit that annoys me about these a lot of these groups. I'm a victim. Like... And they have this fucking chip on their shoulder. And honestly, as a man, if a dude comes at me with a fucking chip on their shoulder, it's like, you're coming out hostile. It's like, okay, I guess, you know, it's like you're squaring up. You're throwing that energy out. And then you expect me to know your fucking plight. I'm sorry. Whatever plight you have as a society, as a community, I don't give a fuck. I'm not contributing to it, but I'm not going to fucking be, you know, going out of my way to be like to virtual signal for you. I'm not going to virtue signal. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, you're so brave. You're stunning and brave for liking to suck another man's cock or eating another woman's put. Like, I'm like, okay, and? I'm like, and? Okay, I'm gay. Okay. You want a cookie? I mean, I don't know what am I supposed to do with that information? Oh God, Ripley. Ripley. You're so needy. You're so needy, Ripley. He's all right. Ripley's freaking needy. I fed him. I fed you, Ripley. I fed you. I'm getting distracted by this cat. I get distracted by pussy all the time. So, that's the thing I really like, and know what that, and that's the thing that fucking kills me about the left, because you know what, the gay people that are in the Trump train, like I've had trans women on this show, you know, they're fantastic people, they're fantastic people on both sides. So like I don't got a problem, they're cool. They're fucking cool. They'll answer your question. Like, but, you know, you ask them, what is there left? Oh, well, gay people are not allowed to, trim their toenails in Home Depot on Sundays. That proves that they're a very homophobic company. Like, wait, what? Why the fuck? Like, it's something petty like that. And oh God, Ripley, what? Now he's just rubbing his face on everything. He's rubbing the face on the computer. He just wants attention. So like I fed you, Ripley. All right. So after they So then I go, you people really need to pick a new. Oh, Ripley, are you kidding me? He just walked into my face. All right. You want to say some words to the people, Ripley? Come on, tell them your wisdom. Okay, no. All right. Then Got fur in my mouth now. Goodness, this is why I like my pussy bald. I like bald pussy. You people really need to pick a new... I reply, you people really need to pick a new word other than homophobic. Trust and believe, I ain't afraid of no gay person. I am not trying to stop them from practicing whatever they want to do. I'm just wearing a shirt that is taking the piss out of people who want to advertise their sexuality. No one cares. And it is clownish when you have these people walking naked, not for any sense of pride, but to be exhibitionist. The fact that you want to present the gay pride parade as a family event is an entirely other issue as well. Straight pride was started as a tongue-in-cheek, a troll, as it were, and you guys fell for it. Got pissed off for no reason. We even had a gay dude as our grand marshal, for God's sakes. And Milo is flamboyant as hell. And yes, I'm a Trump supporter. And you know what Trump is doing? He is lobbying every country in the world to decriminalize homosexuality, so that way Iran will stop throwing a bedazzled gay off a building for New Year's Eve. Trump has supported gay rights from jump, but hey, he's not the right party, so you guys just so quick to Wait, let me. Yeah, okay. So, anyways, and then I go, like, I tell everyone else who doesn't have to like I tell everyone else, we don't have to like your lifestyle. We are not going to worship you and put you on the back, pat you on the back like you're doing us a favor. The most you should expect out of anyone is that they let you live in peace. I don't got time or the desire to gay bash. In fact, you want to know what's funny? Lesbians love that shirt. Lesbians find that shirt funny. So what the fuck is wrong with you? They respond, I'm not even going to bother anymore. I'm not going to bother proving you wrong. But what the fuck is wrong with you? See how lazy they are. They're lazy. Like, I mean, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of, like, honestly debating these people. You're homophobic. You know, I talk about the big picture. You want to talk about, like, a minute little detail that's not even worth even mentioning. Like, what's the fucking point? Like, oh, you're homophobic. Okay. What is you... Okay, and here's the thing. If I was really homophobic... What is it to gain by, oh, you're homophobic? Okay, and yes, I am. Are you confessing to me? Go ahead, make it easy for me. make it easy for me to like do something violent by revealing yourself. I'm so proud. I'm proud. I like to suck another man's dick. Like, damn, really? Like, I like to fuck fat bitches. How come I can't get a float? Mm-hmm. I'm a fat sexual. Fat bitch sexual. I like my women with thunder thighs. I like my women all thick and fine. But yeah, I mean, they always try to deny your freedom of speech. For, like, it's like, So, we got Rad Lizardo. Yo, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. The number is 347-927-6824. Before I get to the main topic, I want to cover some stories. Apparently, Amazon took down some Auschwitz Christmas ornaments. Like, I mean, you know, it's just, that's just pure, like, first of all, yeah, it's in bad taste. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it. It's in bad taste. I'm not trying to be like, oh, yeah, it's Auschwitz bad. Like, it's like, come on, dude. I mean, if it's made for like real neo-Nazis, whatever, but okay. If there's a market for it, people are going to buy it anyways. You're just going to direct them. They're just going to search for it on they're going to Google it and then find it on the website. My thing is just make money off these idiots. Like, their money spends just as good. You take their money, you know, racist money is better in my pocket than in the racist pocket. But anyways, this kind of reminded me of a business that I used to run, but yeah, I made a commercial for it.
I know Christmas is months away, but have you started thinking on how you're going to decorate your Christmas tree? Sure, we all have, but do you really want to go with the old, tired star on top of the Christmas tree? Each fetus is made from 100% natural aborted baby fetus from the hoods of New York City. Yes, these are minorities, which will match your multicultural trees. They all come with a rope wrapped around their necks for easy hanging. Just because these fetuses were denied life doesn't mean you should deny having a beautiful tree. Each fetus costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Holy shit!
Yep. And you know what? It goes green. It's good for the environment because, you know, all these aborted baby fetuses were just adding to the carbon emissions. So, I mean, I guess I can't sell my aborted baby fetuses Christmas ornaments if they're not going to allow the Auschwitz Christmas ornaments. So that just all my investors just pulled out. Thank you. Thank you, Amazon. You have protected me to the poorhouse. Anyways, George Zimmerman sues Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. Just the balls on this guy. I mean, honestly, he's a scumbag. When this shit was going on back in 2012, I didn't like the victim. I didn't like Trayvon Martin, and I didn't like George Zimmerman. Basically, the idiot with the better equipment won that fight. I believe George Zimmerman was overzealous. I think he should be in jail. But at the same time, Trayvon Martin, I mean, come on. You're going to act like a thug? You're going to go out like a thug. I'm sorry. But now he's just, I guess George Zimmerman just, let me read this article from the Daily Mail to you guys. It's just, George Zimmerman sues Trayvon Martin's family and Florida prosecutors for $100 million, claiming they engineered false evidence in his homicide trial for shooting dead at the unarmed black teen in 2012. Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman was acquitted of the homicide charges in the 2012 fatal shooting of the 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Florida. The Zimmerman filed a lawsuit this week seeking $100 million in civil damages for defamation, abuse, and civil process of and conspiracy. The suit alleges that the prosecution's key witness in Zimmerman's 2013 murder trial, Rachel Gentel, was an imposter coached by the family and the state attorneys. Honestly, okay. That bitch was too stupid to be a fucking plant. I'm sorry. If you guys remember the trial, when she was on that ghetto bird, she was a fucking moron on that fucking stand. Like, okay, like, honestly, I don't think this is going to go nowhere. He ain't going to get no type of money. All he's going to do is piss people off. But, that shit's hilarious. That shit is hilarious. Rachel Gentel. The lead defendant in the suit is Sabrina Fulton, Martin's mother. Fulton gained national notoriety as an advocate for social justice and reducing gun violence in the wake of her son's death. Yeah. That's another chick that, like, destroyed his case. Like, goodness, you got Rachel Gentel, who was a fucking hood rat, fucked up the whole case. Like, I mean, I don't think, like, honestly, that one caveat, like, no. I don't believe that there was a conspiracy. I don't believe that, because now if you're pointing out Rachel Gentel, no, that dumb bitch, she was a stupid bitch. Like, if you guys go look at her testimony on YouTube, she was a dumb bitch. Oh, fuck my life. Cats! Ripley! Come on! God, these cats are going nuts. These cats are nuts. So. Anyways. Let me. So, all right. So I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go back to the main topic of the today's show. We're going to talk about Antifa and how they block freedom of speech. So, oh my God, these cats are going nuts. So I'm going to play this quick song. This song is by My Beloved Tragedy, and the song is called Sanctuary. Yeah, that was My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary on the Garage Jar Radio Show. Hey, if you guys got an unsigned, if you guys have a band, a rock band, whatever, metal band, and you're unsigned, I would love to play your music on this show. Feel free, send me your music. Hey, like Louis, play my fucking song. At, you know, just send Louis, play my fucking song and the subject to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. That's crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Send me an MP3 and I will play it on the show. That is crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Anyways, yeah, let's get to the topic at hand here. Antifa, one of Antifa's tactics is to stifle speech, is to disrupt people's freedom of speech. Specifically, anyone who they deem as a Nazi. But who the, like, but the thing is, who gives them the right to stifle other people's dissent? And of course, they give themselves that idea, that they give themselves that authority. They feel that they have the Stalin-given authority to, they deem people Nazis. Basically, it's like a, it's an evolving definition with them on what a Nazi is. Everyone knows this. This is something that we spoke about. But reading from the Antifa handbook, I highlighted some stuff. And this is from the Antifa handbook written by Mark Bray on page 148 under the subheading, Are Anti-Fascist Anti-Free Speech? If capital and state indeed render speech far less free than pundits generally presume, it's fair to compare the existing speech regime to what which most Antifa advocate. Anti-fascist is a pan-revolutionary left politics applied to fighting the far right. Therefore, the number of socialist traditions coexist under this umbrella. So, notice how they say far right. So they consider anyone that's on the far right Nazis. I'm not going to go into how that's wrong because you should already know how that's wrong. But for the uninitiated, most people on the right do not subscribe to socialism. Nazism is a nationalistic socialist movement, a national socialist movement. I'm not a socialist. I'm not for socialism. I'm not for any type of socialism. I believe that when it comes to certain things, the free market does a better job. You know, that's kind of a libertarian view. In fact, John Stossel, defense contractors, they're able to do stuff. He made the point that some things that these guys did turned out to be way cheaper than were able to be executed way cheaper than what the government themselves were by doing the same thing. So, I mean, there's some things that I believe trust in the free market and capitalism to fix. Like, honestly, like what Larry Sharp proposed when he was running, and I've had him on the show, when you have, like, by giving the naming rights to certain bridges to private companies, and you tell them, like, look, it is your responsibility to maintain this bridge, it would be in their best interest. And it could probably be done way cheaper, better than what the government would have to legislate for years and years and years in order to get it funded so that way they could start redoing the roast. But anyways, I digress. I'm sorry. I got into the official tangent. Anti-authoritarians seek to abolish prisons, states, and the very notion of citizenship. Okay, this is Antifa argue that a methods of restorative justice. Yeah, no, I think we spoke about this. Many will argue that even if the the anti-authoritarian. Okay, here it is. Okay, sorry. The anti-authoritarian principle of individual collective autonomy promotes a vision of human diversity and plurality at odds with the stifling homogeneity of capitalist consumer culture. If fascists were to start organizing in such a society, anti-authoritarian, anti-fascists would still organize to shut them down. And you know what? I have no problem with that. You want to counter protest? Okay, fine. My thing is, Antifa is never accurate. They consider anything that doesn't subscribe to their tenets, their religion, as fascist. And that is not true. It's not true at all. And they'll attack. They'll go after people praying, for goodness sakes. They will attack people peacefully praying and attack them physically. Weren't Nazis against any type of organized religion? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Anyways, we were still organized to shut them down, but they would not construct massive prisons to lock them up. Okay, so. Do anti-fascists agree that no platforming fascist that is disrupting their public organizing violates their freedom of speech? Some do and some don't. Though most don't even publicly engage with the argument. When I asked Dutch anti-fascist Job Pollock, he shrugged and smirked, saying, "Non-argument, we never felt we should engage with. You have the right to speak, but you also have the right to be shut up." Okay. Let's say you're in a private hall. You rent out the space. You sell tickets or you give out tickets, however. That's a private event. That means you could go violently try to disrupt that event, try to get it shut down. Is that right? This is what they do. They'll pull the fire alarm. They'll storm the stage. Like, what are you afraid of? What are you so scared of? Like, you have places, you have speeches where every different ethnicity is in there listening to a speech. In fact, oh man, should I get Gabriel Brown on here? Let me try to get Gabe Brown on here. Hopefully he's not busy, but he's very busy. So he's a working man. Let's get him on here so we can get a nice good talk going. Let's see if he picks up.
You have reached.
All right, he's not picking up. All right, so anyways, yeah. So I'm going through the book here, I will be commenting between which. Much of what back to the book here. Much of the Antifa reluctance to engage with this issue stems from their rejection of the classically liberal terms of debates that limit political questions about personal and group expression to the confines of a legalistic rights-based discourse. For revolutionary socialists, Antifa, the prime question is the political struggle against fascism from the perspective of the rights promoted by capitalist paramilitary governments are not inherently worthy of respect. So let's break that down. If they deem you a fascist, they don't feel like they don't respect the laws. They feel that they should be able to shut you down no matter what the laws of the land say, because everybody's a fascist. Everything is fascist. Oh, you're a capitalist pig. You know, we're against you. We'll shut you down by any means necessary. Like Yvette Filarka. She just do what's held in a sign. She just starts punching them. Punching them, punching them, punching them. It's hilarious. Really think about it, because this is the main theme. They deem people who are not them fascist. They will look at a lot of these commentators that go to these rallies to question people. There's always someone trying to stop a person from being interviewed. They're like, oh, he's a right-wing agitator, he's a Nazi, don't speak to him. And sometimes people are like, I'll speak to him. And they want to take that decision either away from their own people. They do this because they don't want people to discuss. Because if they start discussing this, hey, you might get some people that will start questioning. Okay, start questioning Antifa. Like, I've had Alyssa Bang on here. She started questioning. You'll have real people be like, wow, this is bullshit. Wait a minute, they're not really Nazis. They're not. Let's see what they really have to say. Let's see what's going on over there. Oh my goodness, I agree with them. And we got Ripley back here. He's back on the show. Hey Ripley, how you doing? What do you think of the topic? Ripley, what you think of the topic? Okay, so anyways, yeah, he's Ripley the cat, everybody. He's here. He's not queer, but apparently I still have to get used to him. So if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824, 347-927-6824. So it's like, I wonder, hey, Rad, do you want to call in? Call in. Call into the show. 347-927-6824. We got Lissy Lou. In fact, hold on. Let me get Lissy on here. Let me go bother Lissy. Bother Lissy. Let me get her on here. Have someone to talk to.
is Melissa. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave.
Alrighty. So, okay. So, she's not picking up. Alright. So, alright. Let me get back to... this might have to end up being like a two-parter, but let's get back to this book here. Rose City Antifa, for example, points out that the right to free speech derived from the Constitution protects citizens from state interference, not from criticism by the public. We do not have a powerful state apparatus at our disposal. Therefore, the concept of censorship and free speech rights are not in any reasonable way applicable. Yeah, but the thing is, when you use violence, like, I'm not even talking about words as violence. I'm talking about actual physical violence to try to stop people from speaking, from using your bodies to block a venue. You don't have a right to do that. That's violence. You don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right to do that. It's, and we got Ripley the cat back again. He's being Antifa for the day. He's rubbing his face on the mic. Say hi to the people. Say, okay. And that was Ripley the cat. He's done. Goodness, these cats have been very needy. And he's back again. See, you hear him purring? Yes, you're rubbing your face on the microphone. Yeah, and all right, he's climbing up on my chest. Okay, he's backing up. All right. Oh, man, Kitty Attack. With special guest, Ripley the Cat. Yeah. So, Leeds AFA conducted co-founder Paul Bowman argued that no platforming is more of an infringement on fascist freedom of assembly than speech. So what's going on with Alex Jones? I mean, look, like Alex Jones, Gavin McGinnis, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos. The thing is, it would be one thing. Actually, no. I mean, no, you really can't, like, because the thing is, what they do is they lie. Antifa likes to lie. Antifa makes up stuff. They've lied on Gabriel Brown. And they write up these, like, really spooky articles. They make these spooky videos to make it seem like, oh, wow, these people are dangerous, da-da-da-da-da, when it's not even the case. They'll take like one minute detail and twist it. Like, oh, we caught him breathing air at a nursery. Da da da. That air was for children. What were the children supposed to breathe? Like, wait, just open up window. There's plenty of air. Humans breathe. I mean, how dare he breathe? I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's ridiculous. If fascists want to stay in their clubs shouting and drinking beer like pigs, let them do it, but don't let them come out. But here's the thing. This is what happened with the Proud Boys. They dox the bar. They don't want them to be able to be served at a bar. They can't get a beer. Even if they don't go to any more rallies, even if they don't do anything else, if they just want to go get a drink, they will try to prevent them from doing that too. Here's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, well, if they want to be in their own little place. No. Anyone that they deem a fascist, they want dead. They want them ostracized. They want them dead. They want people to be so afraid to be around them that they isolate them. That's what they want. And I'm sorry that, I mean, I hate to sound like a fucking snowflake, but that sounds like violence to me. When you start having like a whisper campaigns and you start making up lies and using these tactics because someone doesn't agree with you. Someone doesn't worship the fucking ground you stand on. I'm sorry that there's only one recourse. It is to turn around and fight back. It is not to sit back. It's not to like lay low for a few weeks. It's not to fucking lay low. It's you get louder. In my personal experience, when people try to silence me, the only way to get them off their back is to be louder, and it's to be get more offensive. It's to get more in their face. It's to show them you are not afraid of them. Oh, you're gonna dox me? Okay, fine. I'm gonna find out who the fuck you are, and I'm gonna show up to your house, and let's see how fucking tough you are. Let's explain why my presence is there to your fucking family. You want to try to kill my kids? You trying to starve my kids by getting me fired from my job? This means war. Go ahead. Get me fired from my job. And then when I have so much time on my hands that I dedicate my life to destroying you, you will have yourself to blame. You have to double down. That's the thing. That's the only way. Look what the president does. He doubles down. Do not back down. Do not slink back. Do not, lay low. You gotta lay low. No. You cannot give them an inch. They want to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your freedom of speech. They want to make you afraid to even speak up. And you think if you keep your mouth shut, you think if you concede and you keep your mouth shut, it's going to stop? No! They are not happy. They want your destruction. They are cowards. And the only way to deal with cowards is to be louder. It's to stick your chest out. It's to roar. It's to...
Oh my God.
It's to not put up with this. Not to No. Oh my God. This cat is nuts. I don't know why you're crying. You jumped up there. You can make it. This cat. Ripley the cat. And he's... Oh, you damn it. He just pushed the mic over, you jerk. He just like... So. Ripley the cat, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta love him. Ripley. So. Honestly, this is from me watching Antifa, and it's not just Antifa that does this. I mean, I'm getting this from supposed libertarians. You're homophobic. Okay, fine. I'm homophobic. That's not an insult to me. Sorry. It's not. I'm not afraid of gay people. You want to, like, honestly, they like, some of them piss me off. Like, the ones that act, like, kind of bitchy. Like, you know what? You're like, hey, you're ugly. I'm like, well, good, I guess. I mean, I don't want to be attractive to you. But, like, honestly, like, gay men, a lot of gay men are, like, bigger cunts than women. Like, fuck. But the thing is, I'm like, yo, you know we can fight, right? You know if you disrespect me, it's not socially unacceptable for me to knock you on your ass. Just, bam! Like, all right, I'll punch you in your fucking face. Antifa. You know, a lot of you motherfuckers, you want to get up in my face? You want to like, no, I'm going to double down. This is why I wear my MAGA hat in New York City. This is why I wear it. Wear your colors. Double down. That's all I got to say is you got to double down. You cannot be afraid of these cocksuckers. Because honestly, they're going to say, oh, they're going to call you homophobic. They're going to call you a Nazi. Anyways, no amount of pandering is going to stop them. None. No amount of pandering is going to stop them. You know. Like, honestly, you cannot, there's no appeasing them. There is no bargaining. They don't want to bargain. Honestly. Like, I mean, it kills me that, oh, we're gonna lay low. No! You don't lay low, you freaking roar. You freaking get out there more. It's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're gonna get up in your face. Keep on attacking us. If you attack us, then we're gonna fight back. You keep coming to us. We're going to defend ourselves. But, oh well. Anyways, let's thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Out Radio Show. I'm going to probably end up doing the part two to this. But, yeah, don't ever back down. You can stand me up in the gates of hell and I won't back down. Yep. He said it. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.